Welcome to Valley Creek Kids.
We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen. This is the story of John the Baptist. It's another story in our series, People of the Bible, and it can be found in the Bible beginning in Matthew 3. Picture this with me. There's a woman holding her newborn son, who she and her husband have just named John. The family is surrounded by friends and neighbors who are full of joy that John has been born. You see, John's parents are old and have never been able to have children, so John's birth is a miracle. And even though he is just a few days old, everyone can already see that God is with John. That's because God has a special plan for John, a plan he has had since long before John was even born. For hundreds of years, prophets have been speaking about a messenger who would prepare the way for the rescuer, the Son of God who was coming to save his people, the promised Savior, Jesus. And guess what? God has said that John is that messenger. As John's parents look at their baby son, his dad sings over him, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. And you, my child, will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him." He recognizes that this moment, John's birth, is a sign that it's time for God's rescue plan to begin, that God's promises are coming true. Sure enough, not long after this, the promised Savior is born to a young woman named Mary, a relative of John's family, making John the cousin of Jesus. God has connected their stories even from the very beginning. As John grows up, he grows his relationship with God too. He doesn't just get older, he becomes strong in spirit. And as he follows where God leads him, eventually the way John is living looks pretty different from how everyone else is living. He goes to live out in the desert in the wilderness, wearing itchy clothes made of camel hair and eating locusts and wild honey. It may seem kind of strange, and well, it kind of is, but here in the desert is where God trains John, and then, when John is about 30 years old, leads him to begin preparing the way for Jesus. Now, you might think that God would send John to the king or the royal courts or somewhere important to announce the coming of someone so important, but God doesn't usually do what people expect. He knows that people need something different to get their hearts ready for Jesus. So John begins his ministry out in the desert, where people have to step away from the city, from their everyday life, from distractions, from religious practices, in order to come to him and hear about what God is doing. And people begin to take notice of John, this strange guy out in the wilderness, and they come from all over to listen to what he has to say. So John tells them the good news, that the promised Savior is coming, and it's time to get their hearts ready for him. He speaks boldly, telling everyone who will listen that they need to turn away from their old life, from their mistakes and missteps, and turn back to God. And many people do just that. They listen to John and repent, or in other words, change their thinking. When they do, John baptizes them in the Jordan River. That means that he lowers them under the surface of the water and then brings them back up as a sign to everyone that they are changed. Their old life has been left behind in the water, and they are now living a new life with God. If you haven't already guessed it, this is how John becomes known by his nickname, John the Baptist. As John preaches his message and baptizes many, he gains a following. Some people even think that he might be the promised Savior. But John points them back to Jesus, reminding them, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And then one day, it happens. John is preaching and baptizing people in the Jordan as usual when he looks up and sees a man walking towards him. It's the one John has been speaking about. It's Jesus, and he is here to be baptized. John can hardly believe it. He shakes his head no, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, yet you are coming to me?" But Jesus is clear. John is going to baptize him. So John lowers Jesus under the water and brings him up, just as he has done for many other people many times before. But this time is special. This time, something incredible happens. The sky above them breaks open and the Holy Spirit comes down from the sky like a dove, descending upon Jesus. As it does, a booming sound, a voice from heaven declares, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased." Now, John and everyone else knows, our Savior is here. This moment marks the beginning of Jesus's ministry, and as he begins teaching and performing miracles, John continues teaching too. Jesus is here now, but there are still many hearts that have not yet turned towards him. There is still work for John to do. He and his followers keep baptizing, doing everything they can to change hearts and minds for Jesus. And it's working. People begin following Jesus. Some of John's followers even grow upset that people are following Jesus instead of John. But John reminds them that this is the whole point. He is not Jesus. He is the messenger who is pointing everyone towards Jesus. "He must become greater. I must become less," John tells them. John knows that all of this, his ministry, his preaching, his followers, it isn't about him. It's about Jesus. As John has been preaching boldly, though, telling everyone to turn away from their mistakes and choices that separate them from God, some people get offended and upset. And one of those people is the king. King Herod doesn't want to hear about the things he is doing wrong, so he throws John in jail. Sitting in jail, stuck, John begins to wonder, is this really what is supposed to happen? Had he misunderstood God's plan? This isn't where he expected to be while the Savior of the world was here. So, looking for reassurance, John sends some of his followers to find Jesus, asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus responds by telling John's disciples, "Go back to John and tell him what you have seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cured. The deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And tell him, God blesses those who do not turn away because of me." In other words, Jesus comforts John and builds his faith by telling him about all the amazing things that are happening because, yes, he is the one to come, and John prepared the way for him. Not long after this, John dies in prison at the instruction of King Herod. But this is not the end of the story. It is just the beginning. Soon, God's promise comes true. Jesus gives up his own life to pay the cost of any mistake in our past, present, and future, saving God's people and offering forgiveness to every single one of us. And then Jesus is raised back to life by the power of the Holy Spirit, defeating death once and for all and empowering us to live a new life as beloved sons and daughters in God's family. This is what John was preparing the way for. This is the message, the life with God that he spoke about in the wilderness. And now, because of Jesus, it is available to every single one of us. Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon.